This morning, our title is The Spirit-Filled Life.
今天早上信息的题目是圣灵充满的生命。
The passage is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 21.
经文来自于以弗所书五章十八到二十一节。
This morning, we are very happy to have Dr. Cohn with us to share with us the Word of God.
今天早上我们很荣幸的有 Dr. Cohn 来到这里给我们传讲这个信息。
Good morning.
早上好。
It's always good to come to Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church.
很荣幸来到这个 Albuquerque 中文教会。
In years gone by, I have been with you many times.
我已经跟你们在一起很多次了。
In many locations.
很多不同的地方。
I appreciate my dear friend, Pastor Lou.
我很感谢刘牧师。
We used to pray that you would get a pastor and a building.
我们过去祷告希望你们会有一个牧师和一个教堂。
You have both.
那现在你们两样都有了。
This morning, let's read together Ephesians 5, verses 18 through 21.
上我们一起来读今天早上的经文，以弗所书五章十八到二十一节。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
好，我们一起来读今天早上的经文，以弗所书五章十八到二十一节。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此代说，可唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当成敬畏基督的心，彼此圣服。
Our Lord has commissioned us to share His gospel with the whole world. In Matthew 28, we have the Great Commission beginning with verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
好，主耶稣教导我们，我们要把我们的福音传遍世界各地。在马太福音二十八章十九到二十节怎么说
？It takes power to be able to share the gospel.
这分享福音需要有能力。
Jesus told his disciples just before he ascended to heaven, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about."For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣给他的门徒这样说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水受洗，但是不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
On the day of Pentecost, this promise was fulfilled.
在五旬节这个应许实现了。
Ever since the day of Pentecost, people who receive Jesus are born of the Spirit, baptized with the Spirit, filled with the Spirit.
五旬节之后，每一个相信耶稣基督的人，他们受圣灵的洗，接受了圣灵重生。
There is one birth of the Spirit when we trust Jesus as our Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们个人的救主的时候，我们就从圣灵重生。
There is one baptism of the Spirit also that happens when we receive Jesus as our Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督作为救赎的时候，我们也受了圣灵的洗。
Baptism is what places us into the very body of Christ.
受洗是我们跟耶稣基督相联合。
One birth, one baptism, but many fillings.
一洗一信, 一灵, 但是有很多的充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis.
我们应该每天都被圣灵所充满。
The Spirit lives inside of us and wants to be resident and also be president.
圣灵住在我们里面, 祂是我们心里的居民, 但是同时祂也想成为我们生命的总统。
The Spirit that lives within us wants to give us a fresh filling every day.
住在我们里面的圣灵想给我们每天都有新的生命。
Paul commanded the church at Ephesus, don't be drunk on wine, that leads to debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit.
保罗在以弗所说, 他要说不要醉酒, 防烟,
the word fill means to be controlled by.
被圣灵所充满,
the Christ who lives within us through the Holy Spirit wants to control us.
住在我们里面的圣灵,
he wants to guide us.
他希望引导我们,
he wants to empower us.
他使我们有能力,
he wants to give wisdom to us.
他使我们有智慧。
Jesus said that he had come to seek and to save that which is lost.
他来是寻找那些失丧的人。
He has commissioned us to do the same thing, seek and to save the lost.
他也命令我们做同样的事情去寻找那些失丧的人。
He's given us the Holy Spirit to guide us.
他给我们这个圣灵的能力去,
and to empower us to present the gospel.
去寻找, 去, 使我们有能力去分享这个福音。
It is critical that we live filled, controlled, ruled, dominated by the Holy Spirit.
这是非常重要,我们被这个圣灵所掌控,所引导,所有能力充满,所掌控的一个生命。
If we receive Jesus as our Savior, then the Holy Spirit lives within us.
如果我们接受了耶稣基督作为我们的救主,那个圣灵就住在我们里面。
He's made our body His temple, His dwelling place.
他就把我们的身体作为圣灵的殿。
Let's look and see, what does it mean to live a Spirit-filled life?
让我们来看一下怎么样过一个被圣灵所充满的生活。
First of all, let's look at the mechanics of the Spirit-filled life.
首先我们来看一下这个被圣灵所充满生命的几个要素。
It may be easier to say the ABCs of the Spirit-filled life.
或者就是说被圣灵所充满这个生命的基本的几项原则条件。
First of all, the Bible says when it speaks to be filled with the Spirit, speaks in the imperative mood.
首先圣经说被圣灵所充满一个是一个命令式的语气。
It means it's a command.
这是一个命令。
It means that God commands us to live with the Holy Spirit controlling us.
圣经,上帝要求我们被圣灵充满,被一个圣灵所充满的生活。
If we're not living filled with the Holy Spirit, then we're living in disobedience to God.
如果我们不过一个被圣灵所充满的生命,我们就过的是一个不敬虔的,不尊重神的旨意的生命。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is binding on every Christ follower everywhere of every age.
每个耶稣基督的跟随者都在随时随地都应该被圣灵所充满。
There are no exceptions.
没有例外。
We are sinning if we do not let the Holy Spirit control us.
如果我们不让圣灵掌控我们的生命，我们就是在犯罪。
God wants us to live filled, controlled by the Spirit within us.
上帝是我们要求我们被圣灵所充满，让圣灵引导我们的生命。
In Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13, Jesus says this.
在路加福音11章11到13节这么说。
Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
路加福音11章11到13节这么说,你们中间做父亲的,谁有儿子求饼,反而给他石头呢?求鱼,反而蛇当鱼给他呢? 求鸡蛋翻给他蟹子呢？你们虽然不好，常借知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更讲圣灵给求他的人吗？
So when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we ought to think about is, Holy Spirit within me, control me through this day.
每天早上我们醒来的时候，我们就要想圣灵啊，来充满我，来掌控我今天的生命。
So first of all, we see that being filled with the Holy Spirit is a command from God.
首先我们看到这个被圣灵所充满是上帝的一个命令。
But also being filled with the Holy Spirit is comprehensive.
另外就是说被圣灵所充满是一个全面性的行为。
By that it means the command is plural.
这就是说这个命令是复数。
The Holy Spirit-filled life is for every single believer.
被圣灵充满是每一个信徒。Peter
says in Acts 2:17, In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people.
在使徒行传2:17节怎么说? 在幕后的日子,我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Living filled with the Holy Spirit is not just for preachers.
被圣灵所充满并不是给讲员的。
And it's not just for deacons.
也并不是只是给执事的。
And it's not just for Sunday school teachers.
也并不是给主日学教师的。
Or for choir members.
这并不是给其他的人的。
It's for every single born again child of God.
是给每一个重生的神的儿子女的。
We don't ever reach the place where we graduate from being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们还没有到一个地步，我们可以在一个在属灵的毕业典礼上。
It is a constant daily experience.
是一个每天的一个经历。
For every believer.
在每一个信徒每天的经历。
There's a third thing we need to notice. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is to be continuous.
第三个方面就是被圣灵所充满是一个持续性的连续的动作。
Because we see that the tense that is used is the present active tense.
现在这里用的一个语气是现在的正在进行时。
It means simply this. It means it is to be a constant, ongoing experience.
是一个持续的、连续不断的进行的动作。
It's not once for all.
并不是一劳永逸的事情。
Being born of the Spirit is once for all.
圣灵重生不是一劳永逸的事情。
Being baptized with the Spirit is once for all.
受圣灵的洗是一劳永逸的。
But the Holy Spirit filling is continuous every day.
但是被圣灵所充满是每天的持续性的一个动作。
This could be translated like this. Keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit.
他也可以这样认为，就是说连续持续不断的被圣灵所充满。
Or be filled and keep on being filled.
或者被充满，持续的被充满。
Or be being filled.
连续不断的被充满。
In John 7:38, Jesus says this, Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. And in the next verse, verse 39, he explains that. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
在约翰福音7:38节这么说，信我的人就是经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。在接下来一个39节这个经文，耶稣这么对他的这个话做了这样的解释。耶稣说这话是指的信他的人要受圣灵所的。
Later to receive happened on the day of Pentecost.
在接下来这个五旬节的时候，这是发生了。
So our lives, literally, the Spirit is to be a river of living water flowing through us.
我们的生活应该是这个耶稣就是这个圣灵，这个生命就流出从我每天的生活中流出来。
We're not storage tanks or dams. We are literally channels of the Holy Spirit to flow in us, be in us, flow through us.
我们这里不是一个储蓄罐或者水库把储存圣灵的。我们的生活应该是像圣灵，像活水一样，江河一样从我们生命中流出来。
There was a lady in the church that sometimes they would call on her to pray.
在教会里有一位女士，有时候他们叫她来祷告。
And she always concluded her prayer with these words, Dear Lord, please fill my good pastor with the Holy Spirit.
她每次的她的祷告，她总是以这样的一句话结束，她是主耶稣啊，请你充满我的那个好牧师。
One morning going out the door, a deacon stopped this lady and said to her, Why do you always pray, Dear Lord, fill our pastor with the Holy Spirit?
有一天有个执事在教会面前就是问他了，他说你为什么每次祷告都说让这个圣灵充满我们的好牧师呢？
And she replied, because he leaks.
他的回答是因为他会漏。
We all leak.
我们都会漏。
Yesterday's filling of the Holy Spirit will not suffice for today.
我们昨天被圣灵充满并不代表我们今天也被圣灵所充满。
The Holy Spirit is to be a continuous flow through us.
圣灵要连续持续不断地从我们这里流过。
But there's a fourth thing I want us to see. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is a divine conferment.
第四个要点就是说被圣灵所充满也是一个属灵的一个表现。
The passive voice indicates that to be filled with the Holy Spirit is not something we do to ourselves.
在这里所讲的一个被动的语气并不是说是被圣灵所充满是我一样事情我们自己可以做的。
It's not something that someone else can do for us.
也并不是说其他人可以为我们所做的。
I cannot fill Pastor Lou with the Holy Spirit.
我不能为这个刘牧师让圣灵充满他。
Only God can do it.
只有上帝可以做。
Only God can do it.
只有神可以做。
So when we present our lives to Him daily, asking Him, fill me with the Holy Spirit for today, God does it.
当我们每天把自己献上，把我们的生命献给他的时候，上帝会让圣灵充满我们。
So I think we've looked at the mechanics of the spirit-filled life.
我们看了一下这被圣灵所充满的几个要素。
Next of all, let's look at the method for the spirit-filled life.
接下来，让我们看一下这样被圣灵所充满的几个方式。
First of all, there must be a determined desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
首先我们必须要有这个决心，愿意让这个圣灵充满我们。
It's not just a ho-hum request to God.
并不是像随随便便就可以被所充满的。
It is a desire of the heart.
这是从你内心所发出的一个强烈的愿望。
God has demanded it.Commanded it, and so we must always want it.
这是上帝所命令的，上帝所要求我们的，所以我们需要每天我们都是强烈要求的。
Great preacher by the name of Stephen Olford said, "Determination, not desire, controls our destiny."
一个伟大的布道家叫 Stephen Olford， 他这样说：是我们的决心啊，并不是我们的想法，就控制了我们的命运。
So we need to be determined that we're going to live daily, controlled, filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要，我们要决心每天被这个圣灵所掌控、所控制、所引导。
Paul says we're to be conformed to the likeness of his son, to the likeness of Jesus.
保罗他这样说，我们要效法他儿子的样式，就是效法耶稣基督的模样。
No man has ever been filled with the Holy Spirit like Jesus lived.
没有一个人能够像耶稣基督这样被圣灵所完全的充满。
But he always wanted to please God.
他每时每刻都想讨神的喜悦。
He lived in obedience to God.
他完全的顺服。
And the Holy Spirit empowered him and controlled him.
圣灵控制他，圣灵引导他。
Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness?
你是一个饥渴慕义的人吗？
If we do, the scripture has promised we will be filled.
如果你是一个饥渴慕义的人，圣经应许我们，我们会被圣灵所充满。
So we need to hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit to control us.
所以我们要成为一个饥渴慕义的人，所以圣灵可以充满我们。
And God will see that it happens.
上帝会这样做的。
Second of all, there must be a constant confession and repentance of every sin.
第二个要素就是说我们要一直的去反省悔改认罪。
The Holy Spirit will not fill an unholy life.
圣灵不会去充满一个不敬虔的生命。
Our sin grieves the Holy Spirit.
我们的罪使圣灵担忧。
Our sin quenches the Holy Spirit.
我们的罪会拒绝，会排斥圣灵。
We need to practice what John says in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们应该像约翰福音一章九节这么行。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins means we agree with God.
如果我们承认我们的罪，也就是说我们同意神所说的一切。
When God points out pride, lust, greed, gluttony, jealousy, envy, bitterness, malice, unforgiveness, or any other sin in our lives, we must immediately say, God, I know that sin, and I confess it, and I turn from it.
当上帝指出我们心中的骄傲，我们的欲望，我们的贪婪，我们的纵欲，我们的嫉妒，纷争，我们的苦毒，我们的恶行，我们的不原谅不饶恕所有一切罪的时候，我们应该马上向上帝承认，上帝啊，我知道那些罪，我向你悔改，承认我的罪，我要悔改。
The Holy Spirit cannot fill and flow through a sewer line.
圣灵不可能通过充满一个肮脏的容器。
The Holy Spirit fills and flows through a holy life.
圣灵通过充满一个敬虔的生命。
I want us to also keep in mind that Jesus Christ must be the Lord of everything.
耶稣基督必须成为所有一切的主。
There must be a complete daily surrender to the Lordship of Jesus.
必须每天完全的臣服于耶稣基督。
We take our hands off of our lives and we say, My life belongs to you, Lord Jesus.
我们把我们所有的事情都交托仰望在主耶稣上面，上说主，耶稣基督，你是我的主。
Paul says in Romans 6:13, Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness.
保罗在罗马书六章十三节他这样说，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将自己做义的器具献给神。
When Paul says offer the parts of your body, he's literally saying yield yourselves to God.
当保罗说把你的自己献给神的时候，他就是说把你的完全的让给神。
Or put yourselves in God's hands.
或者把你自己都交托在神的手里。
Or present yourself totally to God.
我把自己完全的献给神。
The fourth thing we want to see, we're talking about the things that we can know for sure, the method of the Spirit-filled life. The fourth thing is there must be a total trust in God to fulfill His promise.
第四点就是说上一个完全被圣灵所充满的生命，我们知道一个第四点就是对神的完全的信服。
Now God commands us to be filled with the Spirit.
上帝命令我们被圣灵所充满。
If we ask Him to forgive us of sin and cleanse us and fill us with the Spirit on a daily basis, is God going to do that?
当我们每时每刻请求神饶恕我们的罪，让他圣灵充满我们的时候，上帝会这样做。
1 John 5, verses 14 and 15 declares, This is the assurance we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him.
在约翰福音五章十四到十五节怎么说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他属诚坦然无惧的心，就算知道他听我们一切属求的，就知道我们属求于他的无不得着。
Is it the will of God that we live controlled by the Holy Spirit?
是上帝的旨意掌控控制我们的生命吗？
He's commanded it.
他要求怎么做？
If we ask him to do it, then is he going to do it?
我们要他这么做，他会做。
Yes.
是的。
Yes.
是的，他会这样子。
When we will in our hearts to live full of Jesus, controlled by his Spirit within us,When we confess and repent of our sin, and we surrender our all to Christ's Lordship, then we can know for sure God's going to pour His Spirit like a river of living water to flow through us.
当我们认自己的罪上，圣灵充满我们的时候，耶稣基督他会上这个圣灵充满我们的心，上我们圣灵从我们腹中的江河一样流出。
If we meet God's conditions, God's going to fill us.
当我们达到上帝所要求我们做的时候，上帝会充满我们。
We need to trust Him to keep His promise that He will do it.
我们应该相信他的应许。
The great evangelist Billy Graham said this.
这伟大的布道家葛菲利怎么说？
When we are yielded to God and His will, we are filled with the Holy Spirit.The Holy Spirit controls and dominates us. Now we're to act on that truth and walk or live with full assurance that God has already filled us and we are under His control.
葛皮利他这样说，当我们完全的顺服神和他的旨意的时候，我们就被圣灵所充满，这圣灵就控制了，掌控了我们，我们就应该相信，活着这样的我们应该全然的相信，活出这样的生活，上帝已经充满了我们，掌控了我们。
Dr. Graham goes on to say, we must remember that the filling of the Spirit is not a matter of feeling, but it's a matter of faith.
葛皮利博士接着他这样说，他要记得我们被圣灵所充满，并不是我们的这种感觉，而是我们的这种信。
We may feel strongly the closeness of God when we are filled, or we may not.
我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们有时候会感到我们跟上帝非常的接近，但有的时候我们可能并没有这种感觉。
Instead of trusting in our feelings, we must trust God's promises.
我们不要相信就是我们这种感觉，而应该相信上帝的应许。
The great evangelist Billy Graham goes on to quote another evangelist, James McConkie.
葛皮利博士他也引用了这个另外一个布道家 James McConkie 的讲话。
James McConkie said, nothing is more hurtful than to be constantly inspecting our inner lives to see if God is fulfilling His promise in our experience. It is like the child constantly digging up the seed to see if it has sprouted.
他的这个 James McConkie 他这样说，他是没有比这个我们一直检验在检查是不是上帝已经充满我们更使人伤心的事情了，就好像一个小孩子，他持续不断的把那个种子从土里挖出来去检查他有没有发芽一样。
Third of all, let's look at the marks of a spirit-filled life.
第三个方面，我们看一下被圣灵所充满的一些表现。
The indicators that we're really living filled with the Holy Spirit.
这几个表现，我们可以看到真正是一个被圣灵所充满的生命。
We'll go back to our text in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
我们回到以弗所书第五章的经文。
Paul says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
保罗他说不要醉酒方饮，应该被圣灵所充满。
Now he's going to give us some indicators.
他给我们一些
of what it means to live filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵所充满应该是怎么样的？
First of all, there will be a fervent fellowship.
首先我们应该有个热切的这个团契交通。
He says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
他说你们用 诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说。
Spirit-filled Christians like to sing and they like to love one another and to sing together.
被圣灵所充满的基督徒喜欢他们歌唱，喜欢赞美，他们也喜欢跟其他人有一些交通。
There is a sweet fellowship among the people.
在这些人里面，他们的交通是非常的甜蜜。
They are truly a family, one in the bond of love.
他们是一个家庭里面彼此相爱的成员。
Second of all, we will be filled with powerful praise.
第二个就是我们会充满一个有力的赞美。
He says, Paul says, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
保罗就说在你心底里用诗歌颂词赞美主。
Spirit-filled Christians like to worship.
被圣灵所充满的基督徒喜欢赞美。
They like to go to the house of God.
他们愿意来到神的殿中。
They like to adore and they like to praise the Almighty.
他们赞美敬拜全能的神。
Some of us, like yours truly, have to make a joyful noise, but still it's joyful.
很多人他愿意就大声的、高声的、很开心的赞美。
It's an expression of joy to Jesus.
那是一个喜乐，向神所表示的一个喜乐。
Third of all, we will live with an overflow of godly gratitude.
第三个就是我们会把这对神的感谢所表现出来。
He says in verse 20, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything.
他说在这二十节，他说凡事要奉耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Spirit-filled believers live with an attitude of gratitude.
被圣灵所充满的基督徒经常会有感谢的心在生活。
There's a giving of thanks always and for everything.
常常的祷告，万事谢恩。
You do not hear moaning and groaning and complaining and whining coming out of spirit-filled believers.
你从这个被圣灵所充满的基督的口中，你听不到一些抱怨的、牢骚的、不平的事情。
We will serve one another with a servant spirit.
我们为彼此的服侍。
He says in verse 21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
在二十一节他说你们要彼此的顺服，存敬畏基督的心。
Spirit-filled believers, they like to practice humility.
被圣灵所充满的基督徒他有谦卑的心。
They're gentle like Jesus.
他们像耶稣一样温和，如何谦卑。
They're more interested in others than they are interested in their own needs.
他们看别人的益处比自己的高。
Among the family of faith, there are no CEOs or big shots.
在这个神的家庭里面没有著名人士或者重要人物。
They're not asking, what can you do for me? Instead, they're asking, what can I do for you?
他们不会问你可以为我做什么，而是会问我可以为你做什么。
I want to look at one other passage. We will produce the fruit of the Spirit if we're controlled by the Spirit.
我想看一下另外一节经文，如果我们被圣灵所充满的话，我们就会产出圣灵的果子。
The ninefold fruit of the Spirit, love,joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
This is the natural fruit the Holy Spirit produces in the Spirit-filled believer.
在被圣灵所充满的信徒，他会自然地结出这个果子。
You can always look in the mirror and ask yourself this question: Am I living, exhibiting, giving love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control?
你可以看一下，照一下镜子，看看自己是不是过着一个富有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制的生活。
By the way, can you think of 9 words to better describe Jesus?
你可能够想出另外这一个方式，比这个9样方式更能够描述耶稣基督的吗？
Then last of all, I'd like to say, we will possess the power exhibited at Pentecost.
被圣灵所充满的心中，我们就会有就像五旬节一样的能力。
On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon all of those believers.
在五旬节，被圣灵降到了所有的信徒身上。
Before Pentecost, it's been the Holy Spirit with us.
在五旬节之前是圣灵与我们同在。
But ever since Pentecost, it's the Holy Spirit in us.
自从是五旬节之后，圣灵就住在我们里面。
And we see that these disciples had great boldness and great power to share the gospel.
在五旬节之后，这些信徒他们就非常大胆的宣讲福音。
In Acts chapter 4 and verse 16, it says this.
在使徒行传四章十六节怎么说？
What are we going to do with these men, they ask. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name. This is the Sanhedrin, the ruling body of the Jewish hierarchy, and they're concerned about a miracle that John and Peter have done on a lame man.
在使徒行传四章十六节，他怎么说？我们当这么办，这两个人呢？因为他们城上行了一件明显的神迹，凡住在耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也不能说没有，唯恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。这是在犹太公会，在那个他们的领袖对约翰彼得他们所发出的一个警告。
Then they called them in again. They called in Peter and John, the two disciples. This is what they said. They commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, Judge for yourselves whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
他们犹太公会又把彼得、约翰他们召了来，因为他们是掌控他们这个命用的人，他们在这样是对彼得和约翰说，于是叫了他们来，禁止他们总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。彼得约翰说，听从你们不听从神，在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
There is a boldness in these men.
在这两个人里面，他们的勇气可嘉。
And then in verse 31 it says, After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
在第31节这样说，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Are you living filled with the Spirit?
你在过着一个被圣灵所充满的生命吗？
Controlled by the Spirit.
你的生命是由圣灵所掌控的吗？
Guided by the Spirit.
被圣灵所引导的吗？
Empowered by the Spirit.
被圣灵所充满吗？
It is the normal, natural Christian life.
被圣灵所充满是一个正常的、自然的基督徒的一个生活。
I want to close with a verse that the Apostle Paul gives us.
像一些保罗给我们的一些语言结束今天的讲道。
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquency or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
他刚才读的这个经文记录在哥林多前书二章一到五节。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘，因为我曾定了旨意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里 又软弱又惧怕又遂战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在于人的智慧，自在于神的大能。
We need to live and minister and share the gospel in the Spirit's power.
我们应该过一个被圣灵所充满的生命，并分享这个福音。
And to do that, we have to live controlled by the Holy Spirit.
要这样做，我们的生活都，我们的生命都必须被圣灵所掌控。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Loving Father, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit.
永活的主，我们感谢你把这个圣灵赐给我们。
And we thank you that every time a person receives Jesus as their Savior, they become immediately indwelt by your Spirit.
每一个人他如果当他接受耶稣基督作为他救主的时候，那圣灵就住在他的心里。
Help us to see that the Spirit does not live within us grieved or quenched.
让我们能够上住在我们的圣灵不担忧。
But living in us, Father, with great power and authority.
像住在我们的里面的圣灵富有能力。
So we can live the Christ life.
这样我们可以活出耶稣基督的样式。
And share your gospel with great power.
使我们有能力去分享你的福音。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.